The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel as written to us by Luke. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to share his inheritance with me." And Jesus said to him, "Friend, who appointed me as your judge or arbiter?" And then he said to the crowd, "Take care to guard against greed in any form. For though one may be rich, one's life does not consist in possessions." And then he told them a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. And he asked himself, "What will I do? For I do not have space to store my harvest. This is what I will do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones. There I shall store all my grain and other goods, and I shall say to myself, 'Now you have so many good things stored up for so many years. Rest, eat, drink, and be merry.'" And God said to him, "You fool. This night, your life is demanded of you. And all the things that you have stored up, to whom do they now belong? Thus it will be for all who store up treasures for themselves, but are not rich in the things of God." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, this is one of those Gospels that's really had very little effect in Christian history. People who say they follow the Scriptures have no trouble in having huge savings accounts. I bet most of us do. Which shows in many ways that we made the message of Jesus something practical that fit into our existing worldview. But the radical underlying message, again and again, has largely been ignored. The whole set of readings today begins with that marvelous but scary reading from Ecclesiastes, "Vanity of vanities, and all is vanity." Vanity doesn't mean pride. It means emptiness. And it means sort of the same thing the Buddhists say when they say everything, absolutely everything, changes and passes away. That's vanity, to not know that. There's not a single thing that is going to stay the same forever. And if you base your life on that, you're going to be disappointed that it's always going to be this way. My health, my children, my marriage, my land, my property. Everything is in flux and changing. And to know that at the very beginning sets you up for an immense freedom. And I don't know that we've preached that in Catholic or Protestant churches. Most of us have made an idol of private possessions and what we think we own, and now we have guns to protect them too because I own them. That's not the view of the Gospel. It says you don't own anything. It's not the view of my father, St. Francis, who commanded that we not own anything. Because it's all vanity anyway. You say you own it, as Jesus says here, wait a while. You won't own it for long. Eventually, you hope you can hand it on to your children, and they then get all excited about it, but they won't own it for long either. That's just truth. This Gospel actually has so many points you could make. One of them is that Jesus, when he's asked questions that are dishonest, just trying to trap him, or people putting him on the spot, he never answers them. Because people always have an agenda. They just want to prove that they're right, or have Jesus agree with them. Check me out on that. Jesus never answers hostile questions directly. He just moves off to the side and tells a story. Really brilliant when you think of it. Here the guy tells him directly, "Tell my brother to give me my share of the inheritance." And here Jesus almost sounds like Pope Francis. I guess you heard Pope Francis last week flying back from Brazil, and some journalist said, "Well, what do you think about gay people?" And he said, "Who am I to judge?" Oh God, everybody got upset at that. They thought that was his official job, to judge. Jesus says right here, that is not my job. Who made me your judge or your arbiter? He knows the man is just seeking to be right. And so he refuses to go there. And instead, he points out what is undoubtedly the man's sin. Take care to guard against all greed. You're just a greedy man. You've got more than enough already, and you want more yet. Which we could say to half of America, I'm sure. And then he told them a parable. And we've heard it before, I'm sure, the tearing down of what is perhaps satisfactory or sufficient to make it bigger and better. Isn't that the American way, to make everything bigger and better? Jesus says it's vanity, it's foolishness. As long as you know, it will not last. You can make it bigger or better, but you better not put your identity in that. You better not put your self-importance in that. You fool, he says. He calls it foolishness or vanity. Don't you know, maybe this very night, your life will be required of you. And then, what does it all mean? So to live the gospel is to live with the freedom as if you were going to die tomorrow. Would you care about the things you're caring about? Would you get upset about someone cutting in front of you on the highway? It would all seem so silly then. And you realize we live most of our lives as if we were going to live forever, and thus then we care about senseless, passing, meaningless things. And the punchline here is very clear. Thus it will be. You will end up very foolish indeed if you store up treasures for yourself in this world, but are not rich in the things of God.